Spirit Catholic Radio presents Holiness Helpers. Join members of the Pro-Sanctity Movement of Omaha in growing in holiness to become saints in the making. Now, Holiness Helpers.
This Holiness Helpers radio program is offered as a part of the Pro-Sanctity Movement. The Pro-Sanctity Movement is an international movement in the Church dedicated to spreading the universal call to holiness. The Pro-Sanctity Movement was founded in Italy in 1947 by Bishop De Quinta and is comprised of lay people, consecrated people, and priests. The apostolate includes retreats, summer camp for girls, college and young adult ministry, parish work, secular jobs, spiritual direction, and family formation. The work of the Pro-Sanctity Movement is led by the Apostolic Oblates belonging to the Secular Institute of the Apostolic Oblates Consecrated to Redemptive Love. A secular institute is a form of consecrated life in the Catholic Church. Members are in the world, but not of the world. Secular institutes are called to be like leaven, hidden, transforming the world from within. For more information, please go to our website at www.prosanctity.org. I'd like to begin our program now with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, Spirit of love and holiness, you who overshadowed Mary, making her mother of the eternal Word, dwell in us and make us apostles of holiness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Well, I'm Lisa Lindsay. I'm your guest moderator today. And also here with me is Monica Heichel. I'd like you, Monica, why don't you introduce yourself?
Good morning. Yes.
Good morning.
I'm Monica Heichel. I am a member of this group, the Pro-Sanctity group, in a particular way. I am on my way to consecration with the Apostolic Oblates, so I will be taking my first vows in about a year.
So we should all be praying for
you.
That
would be great. Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, and you're here today, as we were talking about the Pro-Sanctity Movement, and one of the things we talked about was a summer camp for girls. And Pro-Sanctity has a wonderful summer camp for girls, and that is Camp Fun and Faith, right?
Yes, it is still happening. Some people have heard about our barn fire.
Yes.
That was one of the major activity buildings, the barn, former horse barn, which is no longer a horse barn. But camp is still on. We are rebuilding, and I think it will be beautiful.
Well, and wonderful. People, and you know, I noticed that you can always go on the website and look at photographs and things. It's been a groundbreaking, and I can't believe it. I know that they're going to be, I've been telling people that the camp is still on this year.
Right.
Is this I think it's the 20th year,
I
believe. It's
the 20th anniversary.
Wow.
Mary is our theme. We have a day camp for the younger girls, which is just a morning and an afternoon session split up. So we have two different sessions, really. And its theme is Yes, Lord, Yes.
Oh.
And because in the spirit of Mary, her yes, her continual yes. And then our overnight camps for the older girls is Fiat, which means yes.
Yes. You know,
the
beautiful.
Same thing, Mary's words, be it done to me. So we're going to develop those themes throughout the weeks.
So, and it's all girls, right? So just for young ladies.
Right, young ladies.
And it's an overnight camp, but there's a day camp too, right?
The day camp is the first part for the younger. There's just a week of that.
Okay.
And so you can come either for the morning or the afternoon session.
Okay.
And that's for ages 3 to 9. So it's the younger crowd. And then we have the overnight camp. We're shortening our weeks a little bit. We have one less week this year and because of all of the craziness with
trying
the barn.
To build the barn. Make sure it's there first.
So yes, that is less. But then we also have the high school week, which is fairly new. That is not 20 years old. It was begun last year, and it's also beautiful. We go to another location in South Dakota. We take a little road trip.
Oh my gosh.
So it's a smaller group of high school girls, and just have time for a real retreat camp, like a retreat camp out in the country, and have a chance to experience the Lord's presence there.
So the camp has been around for 20 years. This fascinates me because I've been here for a while. Like I actually grew up in Omaha and I didn't know a whole lot about it, but just like everything else, it's been growing, it sounds to me, like over the years and more and more people are becoming a part of it. Now, how long have you been involved with the camps?
20 years.
20 years? What?
I started.
You're 20 years old, aren't you?
A little bit beyond that. I look like I'm 15. I started as a camper, as a second grader, overnight camper.
Oh my gosh.
And just have stayed with it pretty much every year. There were a couple of years, you know, I couldn't make it for whatever reason, but either as a camper and then as a helper and then as a counselor and a director and now as an oblate.
Oh my gosh. That is awesome. Listen, Monica, then you should be able to tell me what goes on at the camp. I mean, what kind of what activities, what is a day like, what is a week like? And you can tell us from every angle, from a little kid to an older kid.
Right.
Can you tell us about that?
Things have changed and developed over the years, but what has stayed is really the goal of helping these young women find God in their daily lives. So it's not supposed to be some different experience, so different that you can't ever experience it again, or you can only experience it at camp. This is very ordinary experience of, you know, there are bug bites, but along with the bug bites, there's great joy.
bug bites and joy.
But you're in nature, which our Holy Father talks about that a lot, coming in touch with God through his creation. We can learn from him, his goodness, his truth, and his beauty through experiencing what he has given us in the gift of creation. It's supposed to lead us back to him who is giving that to us. And so being out in the country, just outside of Elkhorn, that opportunity is there.
Yes.
It's a time to quiet down. You know, we don't have the TV going. We don't have the radio going. It's a time to be quiet. We also are allowed to with singing songs, you know, the traditional camp songs, new camp songs. We always have a theme song for the year. And it's a way for them to grow in experiencing God in these situations. We have Mass. We have prayer time. We integrate it. So it's not, this is the time to pray, and then we go have fun. It's called Camp Fun and Faith, and it's integrated.
Okay.
So while we are experiencing these fun things, crafts, swimming, you know, just very normal camp activities, to do that all with the Lord so that we are, as we experience this joy that comes from community, that comes from the laughter, that comes from just these ordinary experiences, we see God in our daily lives and unite that with him.
It's such a beautiful place, Pro Sanctity, out there in Elkhorn. And I know every time when I go out there, I just feel, oh, the Lord is here.
And he truly is. The Blessed Sacrament. We are blessed to have a Blessed Sacrament.
Yes.
Teeny tiny chapel right now, but that will be different once we have the new activity center. We'll have a little bit bigger chapel so more people can fit in it.
Well, teeny tiny, tiny chapel, but the presence is so big there.
Right.
And radiates. So beautiful. Now, and you say to me, I can't help but think about children, and you said you've been a part of the camp for 20 years. So what would it be like for a new camper to come there? You know, what if, say, you know, I want to send my children, they don't know any of the other girls. Mm-hmm. What would it be like for them?
It's always a scary experience.
Yeah.
I experienced it. You know? but I don't think I have any friends going that week. What am I going to do? You know, but it always was beautiful because there's this environment that supports building community through very natural ways, you know, that we all know about icebreakers and things like that. But then also through these experiences as your little group that you're put in, then you get to learn how to journal. So you are talking to the Lord. And this, again, it's very simple. It's put at the level of whichever, if we're talking to the little ones or the older ones, we put it at their level so that they learn how to relate to God. And journaling is one way, very simply. You know, what did I notice today? Where did I notice God? Did I notice him because he gave me the gift of a beautiful sunset? Or is it because, you know, I fell and he was present because, and I noticed it because the camp nurse was there with her beautiful Band-Aid to put on my skinned knee. I mean, just whatever little ways they noticed God's presence, and then that grows into a relationship.
I am sure that then they meet a lot of other girls and they become friends with them. I always tell my daughters, you know, well, you'll make a friend if you don't have a friend right now.
Right, right. It's always a good experience for growing in those friendships, those holy friendships in Christ.
So is it a daily Mass? Do they go to daily Mass, the girls, or?
We have Mass at least 2 to 3 times that week. They're only, okay. They come Monday night and they leave Friday afternoon. So we try to get Mass in there on the other 3 days.
Okay. How do you work the theme in? You said this year it was yes for the younger mm-hmm. girls and fiat for the older girls. Mm-hmm. What do you do to work that into the camp?
All sorts of ways. Like I said, we have the theme song that we either adapt another song, giving it new words, or we've had original songs the past few years. Heidi Emanuel wrote them, and they're just beautiful, perfect for camp. But then we have workshops, we have crafts, we have prayer time that all brings the theme in. And so this year, since we're focusing on Mary and her yes, and how our yes can be united with hers and the Lord's to become one big, beautiful yes for God.
Ah, so without revealing too much, we've got a little bit of a peek about what's going on.
I can't give away all our secrets.
Okay. Well, I know, too. I mean, I remember they used to have, when the barn, they had the big sand pit and the volleyball mm-hmm. and the games. So the girls get to play games mm-hmm. and things like that. And,
right.
And like, you said
very
swimming?
Ordinary. We do not have a swimming pool, but we go to one.
Oh, okay.
There are various places, depending on the year and what works out. But we always have swimming. The girls love it, and it's just another good opportunity. Very ordinary, too. Plus the bus ride. I mean, it's better to not have a pool because you need to go ride the bus. Last year, we had a little field trip for the day campers, too. We don't go swimming with the day campers, but we had a little field trip, and my niece was there. And when she came the day of the field trip, my sister said, the only thing she can talk about is that she's going to go on a bus ride.
I love the bus ride. Oh, that's great.
But yes, it's always a wonderful time of loud songs, fun hand motions, and mm-hmm. A good time.
So, and will they starve there? I mean, should they be
that's a little dangerous question. We feel like we're continually eating, but they don't, I don't think they gain weight because they're also, you know, running around the whole time.
Sure.
So it's a good balance.
Sure. Well, that is really beautiful. Maybe you can tell us some information about if I want to send my child to camp. When is it exactly? When is the
day camp is the first week, and it's June 13th through the 17th. So that's for ages 3 to 9.
Okay.
And there's a morning session or the afternoon session, whichever works better for your family.
Okay.
And then there are 3 sessions of the overnight camp, and they start June 20th. The first week is a junior high week, so it's specially set aside for junior high girls.
Junior high, that's 6th through 8th grade. 6th through 8th.
Mm-hmm. And then the next weeks are June 27th and July 11th, and those are for 2nd through 7th grade graduates. Then our high school week takes a couple breaks because we have a pro-sanctity convention in the middle of that, and which everyone's welcome to in Schuyler, Nebraska.
So and, we'll talk more about that.
Coming up. But the high school adventure is for 9th and 12th grade graduates, and we go to South Dakota. And all the details can be found on our website, www.prosanctity.org.
Now, I'm interested in this high school week. You said that was a new thing.
Mm-hmm. We saw the need for this. Well, in one way, we just wanted to serve the high school students, but we had been doing that in the past through there being counselors at camp. And they still have that opportunity. We now call them junior counselors because we actually hire camp staff to be there all summer as counselors. So
okay.
These are college-age women who are given the opportunity for formation, and there's also this consistency throughout the summer, and it has worked beautifully. So that's just been the last few years we've done that. And so we wanted to institute a high school week. We now have the capability to do that, and it has been beautiful. Just a beautiful opportunity.
So you go, you get on a bus. You get on a bus and you go to South Dakota. Why why South Dakota? Is there something?
We wanted it to be a little different for the high schoolers because a lot of them do come to the camp as junior counselors, and they've been there for not
20
years. Not
20
years. Close. And so to give them something a little different, to make it getting away instead of, oh, we're back to where we've been working hard, serving these other girls. We give them a chance to go somewhere else where they can really get away as a retreat slash camp experience.
Oh, this is just fascinating. So the girls, they grow up in the camp, and then oftentimes then they become counselors. Mm-hmm. They could become counselors, and mm-hmm. then they can go on this high school adventure. Is that then also, is that going to be Fiat? Do they have the same type of theme?
Yeah, it's going to be a Marian theme as well.
A Marian
yeah.
theme for mm-hmm. that as well. Mm-hmm. Great. And then you talked about counselors, college-age women. Okay,
yes.
So these are beyond. How does this mm-hmm. how does this come about? Tell us about that.
Well, we have an application process, you know, interviews and letters of recommendation and everything. And we ask the Lord to send us whomever should be there this summer. And he does. Exactly. Exactly. It's always perfect. And it's been wonderful that the counselors also get to know each other as they have a week of training before camp starts. And so they learn all about camp and what we do at camp, but then they also learn about prayer, about growing in their own relationships with the Lord so that they can give to the girls. We can't give what we don't already have. And so as they are growing in their prayer life, they also can give the fruits of that to the junior counselors as well as the campers. And so it's been this beautiful, cohesive experience. But we do hire them as staff, and so there are added costs with that. So we've had to be a little creative.
Ah.
we didn't want the costs of camp to skyrocket.
Right.
And so we didn't let that happen. Instead, we instituted an annual fundraising dinner, which is also coming up. I want to invite everyone to it. It's a beautiful experience, too. It's a very camp-like experience,
okay.
minus the bugs and the sunburns.
Okay.
It is a family-oriented fundraiser dinner. So this is a little different from your typical dinners. We want
So you don't need your evening gown for
right,
this.
Right, okay. Right. We want families to come. This to be a true family experience. And this one is on April 9th, Saturday, April 9th. And it's this year we've always had a family-oriented dinner.
Yes.
But this year it's especially oriented towards the family because we're celebrating this year the theme of the family due to the 30th anniversary of John Paul II's apostolic exhortation Familiaris Consortio. And it's a beautiful document. I recommend it to everyone. And we, another event of Pro Sanctity, I feel like, you know, one thing always leads to another here.
That's the way the Lord works, right?
Is Cardinal Arinze is coming in September. Pro Sanctity is bringing him. KVSS is part of that. And
this is a big, big deal.
Yes, Cardinal Arinze. If you don't know him,
get to know him. Very big deal.
Yes. And so the whole time leading up to that, we are encouraging people to get to understand the church's teaching on the family. And this document, Familiaris Consortio, the role of the Christian family in the modern world, is a beautiful way to start doing that.
Yes.
We're going to be giving out materials to help people enter into this document. But it is, so this year we're celebrating families as God's gift at our Camp Fun and Faith fundraiser dinner. And the purpose of the dinner, again, is to support camp, in particular, to pay for our counselors, but as well as, you know, the other costs. We're fundraising for the new building, but this is another separate fundraiser,
right.
We always need, the
this
annual.
This is all about, you know, certain times a year you're raising money for certain things, and this is for the counselors for mm-hmm. Camp Fun and Faith.
Mm-hmm.
And when did you say that dinner was again?
It's Saturday, April 9th.
9th.
It's at St. Pius. This year the parish is very generous in letting us use their parish center. And we have a silent auction. We have had some items that we continue to have because they are so popular, like yard work for the spring and dinner with Monsignor Dunn.
Oh, that's a good one.
One of the new items that is a particular item this year is reserved parking and reserved seating at the Cardinal Arinze main event in September.
Now that's going to be worth the price of the dinner, that's
yes,
for sure.
Yes. So again, I invite families to come to this and bring other families. There's also a tribute opportunity to help build up families that in our program for the evening, we're going to print tributes. You can buy different size tributes and write a little something or about someone you have seen, some who lives his or her role in the family well. It could be parent, your own parents. It could be someone else's parents. It could be anyone who has inspired you to help you live your role in your family. And then submit them to us, and we'll print them, and others can be inspired by these same witnesses of holiness in daily life.
Holiness in daily life. Is this going to be a booklet or something? Is it going to be on the blog? Or
There's the program that evening that we print
for
the evening. It has the auction information in it, but then we'll put the tributes in there. We also try to get them to the people who are being honored.
Oh,
last
wonderful.
Year we honored priests in the year of the priest, and so we had tributes to priests, and we made sure they got them too.
How do you submit such a tribute?
You submit them to me.
Oh, okay.
It's at camp. The email address is camp@prosanctity.org.
camp@prosanctity.org. And that's where you would go to. That's where you would email Monica to send in your tribute for someone who exhibits, in your mind, exemplary, holy witness to the role of the family,
mm-hmm.
their role in the family, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Well, we're getting here to the further down here in our program, and I know you wanted to read us something. You talked about Familiaris Consortio.
Well, there's a whole lot.
You don't want to read the whole thing.
How much time did you say we have?
We've got a couple minutes. How about?
Okay. Well, I don't really want to just read it to you, but I do want to invite you to read it yourself. It's not very expensive.
Okay.
We're going to try to find ways to distribute these to people too, because it is so beautiful. The church understands who the family is. Just in the beginning of the document, John Paul II says, "Knowing that marriage and the family constitute one of the most precious of human values, the church wishes to speak and offer her help to those who are already aware of the value of marriage and the family and seek to live it faithfully, to those who are uncertain and anxious and searching for the truth, and to those who are unjustly impeded from living freely their family lives." So this document
is amazing.
Here for everyone.
Just that.
Right. Exactly. So just the beginning of that, knowing that marriage and the family constitute one of the most precious of human values, and then the church wishes to speak and offer her help to everyone in all of these categories, those who already know, those who don't know, and those who are having problems living it out because of the culture that they are in, which I think we all understand
that we are
part of that third group.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That is marvelous. And where could probably just go to our Catholic bookstore?
Yeah, the Catholic bookstore is around. You can get it online.
Mm-hmm. Online?
It should be on the Vatican website.
Right. Okay.
Where you can just read it. But
the
it's
Holy
hard
See.
To, you know, it's hard to read sometimes for people online, but you can also buy it online, you know, through all those online sources.
Very beautiful. That's definitely something we want people to get their hands on.
Mm-hmm.
And you said at the dinner they'll be handing out stuff like that, or
we're going to continue some formation at the dinner, yes, and then programming throughout the year.
All right.
You can tap into the website where we'll have all of this information, where we're going to try to continue to, you know, even have study guides and such for reading through this. So you can form your own groups. That it doesn't
Beautiful.
Have to be that we run the study groups. We hope to have some ourselves, but also you can buy this and have, you know, your own family. It could be your little family, you know, just the immediate family. It could be your extended family. It could be your neighborhood, you know, families in the neighborhood.
Beautiful.
Some way to get this message out where the church is here supporting us.
Yes.
But a lot of times we don't even know that this is a resource.
So that's a whole nother show, and we're going to do that.
It's coming up, folks.
It's coming up. There's so much going on with Pro Sanctity. Well, finally, then, Monica, what would you like to say to, we started off talking about the camp. There are a lot of people out there thinking, I was thinking about sending my daughter to camp. What would you like to say to those people out there right now who are just thinking about it?
Well, think that you should do it if if you feel that tugging. We do have fewer weeks this year, so I encourage people to sign up quickly because it's going to fill up fast. But just, it is a beautiful, simple experience for these young girls to grow in holiness themselves and to really bask in God's love. We bask in the sun at camp, and we really invite them to bask in God's love. And then they can go forward from there in their own families.
Yes.
Continuing that.
Amen. That was beautiful. And there are, you know, at some point, the child has to get their own faith. You know, mm-hmm. we teach them prayers and we teach them this. And I think it's mm-hmm. a great opportunity for them to grow in their own spirituality and, mm-hmm. and grow so that when they're away from us, they have their own faith. And mm-hmm. it's a beautiful that Camp Fun and Faith supports families in that mm-hmm. way. Mm-hmm. So we thank you for that. We've got a little bit of housekeeping here that needs to be done. I think you mentioned we're having our National Pro Sanctity Convention.
Yes.
That's coming up July 29th through the 31st. Love is Fire. It's at the St. Benedict Center in Schuyler, Nebraska. And then it's going to close out at the Pro Sanctity Center. No longer the Pro Sanctity Barn. We have a center now. So God has resurrected and raised mm-hmm. it up as a center. Father Tim Gallagher is going to be there. Deacon James Keating. Pro Sanctity members from New York, California, Kansas. You can't believe all of these people are coming in. And it's going to be a beautiful, beautiful time. We invite yes. everybody to get signed up for that. Once again, July 29th through the 31st. We talked about Cardinal Lorenzi. He's coming mm-hmm. in September 20th through the 23rd. Very big deal. You'll want to be a part of it. It's his talk is going to be on the universal call to holiness in light of, as you said, Familiaris Consortio. So you'll want to get your hands on that document before that occurs. And Pro Sanctity always is needing volunteers, especially with all these different things right. coming up. My goodness.
There's a spot for everyone.
Monica can't do it all by herself, just you and the Oblates and Teresa. Mm-hmm. I think mm-hmm. they're going to need some help for
yes.
all of these things.
Yes,
so please, please contact Teresa at psm@prosanctity.org. Phone number, and you have to use 402 now, folks, 402-289-2670, or Joan at 402-553-4418, just to help out as a volunteer. And Eucharistic adoration, there are times at the Bethany, which is on 6762 Western Avenue. And all of this information, there's so much going on at Pro Sanctity. Camp, Fun and Faith, the dinner, all of these things. What we want you to do is to go to our website at www.prosanctity.org and find out more about it.
Exactly.
And finally, we're going to close the program. We're coming to the end here. So we're going to close the program with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This is an excerpt from our Pro Sanctity prayer. Jesus, divine master who came down from heaven, give us the desire to be heroic in every virtue and the trust to attain holiness with the help of Mary, your mother and our mother. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Monica.
Thank you, Lisa.
You've been listening to Holiness Helpers on Spirit Catholic Radio. To find out more about the Pro Sanctity movement, visit their website, www.prosanctity.org.
The Pro Sanctity motto, Tutti Santi, Tutti Fratelli, all saints, all brothers and sisters.